This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. We take a pile of research, find the good stuff, and break it down for you. Today, we're really digging into something core to modern digital marketing. User engagement SEO. UE SEO. You know, getting found on Google, that's vital, obviously. But for so many, that's kind of where the thinking stops.
That's exactly right. And our mission today is, well, it's to show you that just ranking high isn't the whole game anymore. Not even close. Think of it like this. Traditional SEO, maybe that's the ad that gets the click, but UE SEO, that's the experience they have right after clicking. Does it grab them? Does it turn that one click into something more, maybe a customer?
Okay, and the big shift here, based on what we've read, is that Google's algorithms are, well, they're smarter now. They judge user satisfaction. It's not just about ticking boxes like keywords and backlinks anymore. If your site doesn't deliver a good experience, I feel like Google almost puts an experience tax on your visibility, right?
Absolutely, an experience tax. I like that. If your site doesn't pull people in, keep them there, get them interacting, yeah, search engines will notice. And they'll effectively lower your rank because of it. That's why we've got to focus immediately on the metrics that really signal this stuff. Bounce rate, dwell time, pages per session.
Right. Those three.
Yeah. They're basically Google's way of asking, okay, someone clicked this link. Did it actually help them? Did it satisfy what they were looking for?
So if someone searches, clicks your link, and hits back almost immediately.
Yeah.
That's a high bounce rate, super low dwell time.
Yeah.
And that tells Google, nope, this wasn't it. Either irrelevant or just bad quality.
Exactly. And UE SEO is the deliberate strategy to fix that signal. It connects getting seen with actually converting people.
Okay, so let's unpack that shift a bit more.
Mm-hmm.
If old school SEO was maybe just about getting eyeballs, volume, user engagement SEO sounds like it's about making every single visitor count. How does focusing on value change things for a marketer?
It changes the priority completely. I mean, think back. Sometimes traditional SEO led to stuffing keywords in ways that made things, frankly, awful to read. You were writing for a robot, not a person. Now, the system rewards sites that provide real sustained value because, you know, that's what Google wants too. Happy users who trust their search results.
I see. So the goal isn't just traffic volume. It's driving the right kind of traffic and then keeping them clicking, engaging. It's about leads that might actually convert and building real authority because you're genuinely useful, not just chasing numbers on a report.
Precisely. Your website stops being just a static online brochure. It becomes an active tool that teaches and ultimately sells. And that leads us straight into our first practical way to do this, creating content that meets buyer intent.
Yes. The classic mistake, writing generic blogs just to hit a keyword. They might get clicks, sure, but people bail immediately because it doesn't actually solve their problem. Fails the dwell time test.
Right. The fix is content mapping. You absolutely have to tailor your content to where someone is in their buying journey. Different stages need different things. We need clear lines here. So for someone just becoming aware of a problem, the awareness stage, you need those educational posts, the ones that frame the problem, define it.
Okay, makes sense. And then once they know they have that problem, they move into consideration. What's the content play there?
Now they're looking for answers, for options. So you give them detailed comparisons, maybe data-driven breakdowns of different approaches, products, whatever it is. You're positioning yourself as the helpful objective guide. And then finally, for the decision-making stage, that's where trust is paramount. Case studies, testimonials, detailed implementation guides, proof.
Okay, but here's a tricky bit that happens in practice. We know content mapping is key, right? But what if, say, an awareness piece starts ranking for a keyword someone uses when they're ready to buy? A decision keyword. Do we stick rigidly to the funnel stage or prioritize the engagement of that visitor?
Oh, you have to prioritize engagement. Always. If your awareness article is somehow pulling in traffic that's ready to buy, well, that piece needs an immediate rethink. You've got to add strong internal links, maybe clear CTAs right there, that quickly guide that ready-to-buy visitor to the case study or the contact page they actually need. If you don't give them that next step fast, they're gone. Because the content, as it is, doesn't match their immediate, more advanced need. Content that hits the nail on the head for their specific need right now,
yeah.
That boosts time on site and, crucially, builds that trust factor.
Right. That makes perfect sense. Okay, here's where things get really interesting for me. Because you could have the absolute best content perfectly mapped. But if your site takes forever to load or looks terrible on a phone, you've lost. Game over before they even read sentence one. Which brings us to practical way number two, the technical foundation speed and mobile experience.
Speed is. Yeah, it's the ultimate engagement killer. And we have actual benchmarks now, right? Core Web Vitals. We're talking about optimizing for things like LCP largest contentful paint and FID first input delay. Basically, how fast does stuff appear and how quickly can you interact with it? Seriously, if a site takes more than, say, 3 seconds on a mobile connection, more than half of users are just gone instantly. That's a bounce rate disaster.
And with most people browsing on their phones these days, any kind of lag or clunky design is an instant, this is low quality signal, both to the user and importantly to Google. So the technical fix is optimizing images, making sure the design adapts to screen size, clean code they make the site nicer to use, sure. But strategically, they directly protect your dwell time and slash that bounce rate.
Exactly. And this idea of guiding the user, making things smooth, flows right into our third point, internal linking as a user guide. We need to stop thinking about internal links as just, you know, spreading link juice for SEO points. Their main job should be helping the user explore naturally, serving them first.
That's a really helpful way to frame it. So the mechanism is linking strategically. You guide people down a logical path, maybe a helpful blog post links smoothly to a related service page. And then that service page links to a really compelling case study. You're making their journey through your site feel effortless, even helpful.
And when you do that well, people click deeper. They go from page to page. That's literally boosting your pages per session. It tells Google, hey, this site isn't just a one-hit wonder. It's a deep resource, which naturally makes Google think it's more worthy of ranking high. It's a really fundamental loop. Good usability leads to better visibility.
Okay, now let's talk about actually holding on to that attention, just walls of text. No, well, they don't really compete anymore in our very visual online world, do they? If all you offer is passive reading, you're leaving engagement time on the table. So our fourth practical strategy is all about adding interactive elements.
Yeah, this is where you shift the user from just being a reader to being a participant, actively doing something. Our sources mention things like explainer videos, which are great, but think about custom tools too, like embedding an ROI calculator on a page. That could easily turn a 60-second visit into, say, 2 or 3 minutes of someone actively plugging in their numbers, learning something personal.
Wow, yeah. That's a huge jump in dwell time. Plus, it delivers real value. What other kinds of interactive things work well?
Oh, quizzes are often really effective. Interactive polls, maybe tools that help someone select the right product based on their answers. The key is giving the user a reason to do something on the page, not just passively consume. Plus, these interactive bits often encourage people to come back or even share them. That builds site authority too. All massive wins for UE SEO.
Okay, and the fifth practical way. It might seem the most obvious, but honestly, it's often done so poorly. Clear calls to action, CTAs. The rule has to be absolute, right? A visitor should never have to wonder what to do next, and the CTA needs to help the user first, then the business.
Exactly. We got to move past just slapping a generic contact us button at the bottom somewhere and calling it done. Every single page needs a clear purpose tied to the content on that page, and the CTA needs to feel, well, timely. For instance, if someone scrolls 75% down a detailed post about a specific service, that signals pretty high intent, right? That's when you show them a really relevant specific CTA, like download the 2024 pricing guide for X service, not just a generic newsletter sign up.
So we're talking about smarter CTAs, thinking about placement, timing, and relevance. If the CTA feels like the natural, helpful next step for them, it keeps them on the site longer moving forward, directly improving those engagement metrics again.
That combination timing and relevance, that's what makes a CTA an engagement driver, not just a functional button. Good CTAs don't just boost conversions, they extend the user's journey on your site. And that, again, is right at the heart of UE SEO success.
Okay, so if we pull all this together, all this careful work on content mapping, site speed, interactive stuff, smart CTAs, it's kind of pointless unless we measure it properly, isn't it? Which brings us to our final practical way, data-driven refinement. Moving beyond just guessing what works.
Yeah, what's really key here is that the metrics we track for improvement need to go beyond just checking rankings. We have to use analytics to measure those crucial engagement metrics we talked about, bounce rate, dwell time, pages per session, and connect them directly to actual business results.
So besides the obvious conversion rate, which specific metrics should listeners really focus on to get actionable insights?
I'd say look really closely at scroll depth, especially when you combine it with where the traffic came from. Are people actually getting to the bottom of the page where your main CTA lives? Think about it. If you have a page that ranks well and gets tons of traffic, but 80% of people leave before they even scroll halfway down. Well, that ranking is just a vanity metric, isn't it? The content clearly failed the user. That data screams for an immediate fix. Maybe the structure is wrong, maybe the intro didn't hook them, maybe the content quality just isn't there.
That's a really powerful point. Identify what content or which page designs actually perform best based on how real humans behave. And then double down on that and make sure your SEO efforts are actually tied to generating leads and customers, not just hitting a ranked number.
Exactly. This data-driven loop lets you pinpoint where your user journey is breaking down. Is it the tech side? Is the tone of the content off? Is the CTA confusing? Analytics let you diagnose the problem with much more precision.
So pulling it all together, what's the big takeaway for the informed marketer listening right now? It really sounds like user engagement SEO isn't just another tactic. It's the necessary evolution of digital strategy. It forces us to stop just chasing rankings and start delivering real, measurable value to the person on the other side of the screen, building trust, building relationships.
I think that's right. By focusing hard on UE SEO, nailing the technical speed, mapping out that complex buyer journey, adding interaction, using smart CTAs, and measuring it all relentlessly, you're basically transforming your website from a maybe it works brochure into a reliable engine for generating customers. It's not a quick trick. It's a long-term commitment to user experience, which almost always leads to better business.
Yeah, and you're building a real sustainable edge over competitors who are still stuck thinking keyword density is the key to winning in, 2024?
Exactly. And finally, maybe a provocative thought for you to chew on this week. Since we know modern search engines prioritize the user's experience on your site, if you had to choose, would you rather have content ranking number one, but with a 90% bounce rate, people hitting back immediately? Or content ranking number three, but keeping people engaged, clicking through 5 pages per session. Committing to UE SEO really forces you to prioritize that sustained interaction over a temporary high visibility failure.
That choice definitely reframes things. Mm-hmm. Something to think about. Thanks for joining us for the deep dive. We'll catch you next time.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30-plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.